Welcome back to Eastern's Here and Now, your one-stop shop for local news, updates, and just the right amount of witty banter to keep things interesting. Am I right? Today, we're diving into everything from big moves in Mono County's economic development to a look at local art with a global twist, plus an EV charging plan that could help keep our region on the road to the future. And speaking of recognition, some local leaders are being celebrated in a major way. Stick around, we've got it all right here. Don't forget to hit that like and subscribe button. Okay, here we go. If you've ever been on a road trip through Inyo County and thought, where's the next charging station? Well, I haven't because I drive a gas vehicle. But if I ever had an electric vehicle, which would be cool, I probably would have said that. Well, you're not alone either. Inyo County is working on a plan to expand its electrical vehicle, EV, charging infrastructure. And they want your thoughts. A virtual workshop is scheduled for February 11th from 6:30 to 7:30 p.m., giving residents a chance to learn about the county's proposed charging network and offer feedback. This is your chance to shape the future of EV accessibility in the region. So whether you're an EV owner or just thinking about making the switch, now's the time to get involved. Registration details are available on the county's website and at easternsherenow.com. Mono County has a new captain at the helm of its economic development efforts. Elizabeth Granz has been appointed as the new economic development director, bringing her expertise in community engagement, business support, and strategic planning to the table. Previously, Granz was serving as the interim director and has been a part of the economic development department since 2015. Her role will help foster growth, support local businesses, and ensure Mono County remains an attractive place for both entrepreneurs and visitors alike. Given the county's heavy reliance on tourism, recreation, and small business vitality, her leadership will be key in shaping its economic future. We wish her the best of luck.
Winter air travel in the Eastern Sierra is easier than ever. Advanced Air operates flights 4 days a week from Mammoth Lakes to Hawthorne, LA, and Carlsbad. Stack on savings with bulk ticket specials through the Altitude Club membership. United Airlines has daily direct flights from Bishop to San Francisco and Denver. Trust us, you'll want dibs on the window seat. Sierra views from cruising altitude are unreal. Plus, locals enjoy special discounts. For more details, head to visitmammoth.com/flylocal.
Every year in celebration of National Women's History Month, California senators recognize outstanding women in their districts for their leadership and contributions. California State Senator of District 4, Marie Alvarado Gill, is looking for District 4's Women of the Year nomination. She is looking forward to honoring an individual whose work has positively impacted the community. Nominees must be a woman of 18 years or older, and a resume, biography, or list of accomplishments must be submitted. This recognition typically highlights women who have made strides in public service, business, education, or community development. Stay tuned for more on this year's recipient. And in the meantime, let's give a round of applause to all of the incredible women making a difference right here in the Eastern Sierra. All nominations must be submitted to the Legislative Aid by February 12th at 5 p.m. For more information on nominating women in our community, please visit easternsierranow.com. Now for a fascinating global connection. The director of Inyo Council for the Arts, Sharon Freilich, recently released an article discussing her recent experiences from a trip to Colombia, exploring the power of art in Colombian communities affected by conflict. Through music, dance, storytelling, and traditional crafts, people in these areas are reclaiming their narratives and building brighter futures. The story highlights how artists are not only preserving their cultural heritage, but also using it as a tool for resilience and economic development. It's a reminder that creativity isn't just about self-expression. It can be a force of healing, empowerment, and change. Freilich looks forward to sharing more insight from her trip in the future. And hey, if you're ever looking for travel inspiration, maybe Colombia should be on your list. Tired of shouting into the digital void? Let Eastern Sierra Now take your social media game from meh to magnificent. We're already working with Astorga's Mexican restaurant because who wouldn't want to see more tacos on their feed, am I right? Manor Market, keeping you stocked on the freshest updates. Mule Days, because even mules need a solid social strategy. Bishop Vet, cute pet pics, come on, that's an easy sell, we got them. And Peak IV, helping you stay hydrated and engaged. From eye-catching content to witty captions to strategic growth, we make sure your business stands out so you can focus on what you do best. Let's turn your socials into the talk of the Eastern Sierra. Message us today Let's make some magic happen. Let's see what events we have to look forward to in the coming days. First up, the Wellness Warrior Youth Fitness Group is meeting tonight, 4 p.m., the Bishop Strength and Wellness Center. This free-to-join group is for individuals 11 to 18 years of age and meets weekly. Also, tonight, Mono Council of the Arts is offering a printmaking class starting at 5:30 p.m. This class, hosted by Michael Latifi, is great for anyone interested and costs $55. Tomorrow, you can enjoy a Love Potions and Heart Medicine Herbalism class with Masha Bluestein at C5 Art Studios. This class starts at 10 a.m. and costs start at $35. Also tomorrow, volunteer Nancy will be guiding a 3.5-mile hike around Alabama Hills. Participants are expected to meet at the Mobius Arch Trailhead and should bring their own snacks, water, and whatever else they may need. Finally, Sierra Forever is hosting their weekly guided snowshoe hike. This event is free, and snowshoes will be provided. If you're interested, participants should meet at the Mammoth Lakes Welcome Center at 11 a.m. For more information on these events and more, please visit easternsierranow.com/events. All right, snow lovers, if you're hoping for a spring-like cruise down the mountain, I think again. Mother Nature had other plans. Last night, she dumped a casual 9 to 20 inches of heavy, moisture-packed snow on Mammoth Mountain, bringing the storm total to a whopping 18 to 32 inches. That puts their base depth at 66 inches, stacking up to a season total of 135. Not bad, right? What's open? There's 150 trails and 20 lifts spinning. Well, most of them. Deep snow and those ever-enthusiastic upper mountain winds are still throwing a wrench in lift operations, so expect some delays while the mountain crew works their magic. Avalanche mitigation is in full swing, so be patient, stay safe, and maybe use this time to perfect your après ski routine. The verdict? It's peak season powder, folks. If you like deep turns, face shots, and a little adventure, today's your day. If you prefer sunny groomer cruising ease, well, maybe sit this one out or stick to the lower mountain. Either way, bundle up, wax up, and get ready for a day of legit winter wonderland conditions. See you on the slopes, and maybe in the lodge for a hot cocoa. It's a little more my style. Maybe something stronger, also a little more my style. Stay safe, and send it. You're tired of missing the latest local news, events, and all the juicy Eastern Sierra updates? Look, don't rely on social media algorithms to maybe show you what's happening. Get it delivered straight to your inbox instead. From breaking news to upcoming events, exclusive stories, and just the right amount of, well, witty charm, at least that's what I call it, our email updates keep you informed without spamming you like an overzealous yard sale page. No fluff, no nonsense, just the good stuff. Sign up today and become the most in-the-know person in town, or at least pretend to be, with everybody else that's also signed up. You know what I mean? Because let's be honest, who doesn't love being the first to spill the local tea, am I right? All right, sports fans, this is your Eastern Sierra Now Sports Report, fueled by Back Alley Bull and Grill, where the lanes are smooth, the burgers are juicy, and the competition is always fierce. Let's jump into the action. Starting off strong, the Bishop Broncos boys soccer team pulled off a stunning comeback against Cal City at home, down 1-0 at halftime. The Broncos turned up the heat in the second half. Hector Ramirez was the star of the show, hammering in 3 goals with assists from Iker Gonzalez and Sean Landaverde. Angel Medina sealed the deal with a 4th goal, giving the Broncos a 4-1 victory. Player of the game? No surprise, Hector Ramirez for his hat trick heroics. The Broncos take the field again Tuesday at 5 for their last home game. Come out and show your support. Moving over to the girls' team, it's official. The Lady Broncos soccer team is undefeated. Congratulations, girls. High Desert League champions. They wrapped up their perfect 12-0 league season with an 8-0 senior night shutout against Cal City. Ellie Kroll led the charge with 3 goals, while Alyssa Buchholz added 2 goals and 3 assists. Brooke Taylor, Ashley Sandoval, and Jessica Santana also contributed to the scoring spree. The players of the game? All 5 seniors, of course. Buchholz, Kroll, Sydney Norcross, Gabby Vinker, and Claire Vetter, who left it all on the field in their last regular season game. That's what it's all about. Next up, playoffs starting Saturday, February 15th. Coach Bill Daly believes this team has the depth, attitude, and skill to go all the way. Stay tuned for the bracket announcement on Thursday, February 13th, to see if the Broncos will get a home playoff game and be bumped up to CIF Division 4. Next up, the Bishop Broncos wrestling team wrapped up their regular season with a pin parade, hosting a 3-way meet against Desert High School and Kern Valley. Against Desert, every Bronco pinned their opponent in the first period, securing a 30-24 win. the domination continued against Kern Valley with Chucky Delgado, Jaden McKellips, and Messi Trejo all picking up wins by pin. Despite some forfeits and empty weight classes, the Broncos finished strong, falling just short at 24-48. The night ended with big honors. Chucky Delgado was named Most Valuable Wrestler, lower weights, and Kano Graves took MVP for the upper weights. Head coach Brady Howell is proud of his squad's 10-1 season and has his sights set on CIF individuals in Farmersville, February 14th through 15th. That does it for the Back Alley Bowl and Grill Sports Report, where the competition is hot and the burgers are loaded. Congrats to our soccer and wrestling teams on epic seasons. And best of luck heading into CIF playoffs. Go Broncos. You know, if you happen to be a Mammoth coach or a parent of a player on any team, especially baseball and softball coming up from Mammoth, maybe you should start sending us some information about your games. Just saying, it'd be nice to report on that. Today, February 7th, expect mostly sunny skies transitioning to a partly cloudy in the afternoon, with highs of 64, low of 27. Breezy conditions will prevail, so hold on to your hats. February 8th, plenty of sunshine with a high of 59, low dipping to 22. Perfect day to enjoy the outdoors, but don't forget your jackets for the evening chill. February 9th, mostly sunny and cooler with a high of 56, low of 22. Crisp day ahead, ideal for a brisk walk or cozying up with a warm beverage. Talk a lot about warm beverages. I'll have to get into that with my therapist. Mammoth, today, breezy conditions and snow will subside as clouds give way to clear skies this evening. Anticipate a high of 33 and a low of 12. Great day to hit the slopes once the winds calm down, of course. February 8th, abundant sunshine with a high reaching 38, low plummeting to 5. Bundle up, especially after sunset. It's going to be a chilly one. February 9th, mostly sunny skies with a high of 42, low of 8. Another cold day, so layer up if you're venturing outside. Stay warm and enjoy the weekend, Eastern Sierra. And that's a wrap on today's news. But don't just stop here. Stay ahead of the game by subscribing to our email updates, because who doesn't love getting smarter while checking their inbox, am I right? And if you haven't already, hit the subscribe button and maybe turn on the notification bell. And don't forget to follow Eastern Sierra Now on social media for even more breaking news, local happenings, and let's be real, probably a few good puns. Until next time, stay informed, stay engaged, and we'll see you out there in the Eastern Sierra.